Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, what's going on, my friends? Welcome back. It is another primetime edition of Best Bets here. NFL Thursday Night Football. I'm Dave Lochran with Oddshopper. Let me tell you something. We went on an awful primetime run for a bit there. But it looks like we've righted the ship. We've been knocking them down on the sides and the totals recently. Famous last words, right? But it ebbs and flows, comes of waves. And let's try and ride this one before it crashes. You got the Raiders on the road against the LA Rams. We're going to break it all down right now. We don't have any props out yet, but I want to get this one out to you early. Feel pretty decent about it. So let's break it down top to bottom. Hit the thumbs up before we do, though. Subscribe to the channel. Leave a comment down below. And follow me at @Lofy_D on Twitter. LOUGHY_D. All right, let's roll. Raiders laying 6 against the LA Rams. I mean, talk about a skeleton crew just beat to shit Rams team right now. Let us not forget, this is your reigning Super Bowl champion, LA Rams. Of course, many things have to go wrong for them to get to this point. But before they got to this point, a lot of things were going wrong, which got them to this point. The Raiders have had no shortage of missteps this season either, right? Like I've been saying, and I think a lot of us have been saying all season long, that as bad as they've botched some games and blown big double-digit leads on more than just a couple occasions, they're still a better team than their record would indicate. I think they're the best sub-500 team in football. Lions might have something to say about that, honestly, but I'm loving what they're doing out there in Detroit. We've been riding the Lions heavy recently outside of Thanksgiving, and that was the one spot we missed because they covered and almost won. But the Raiders are a good team. I mean, even without, well, let me, they're a better team than their record indicates, right? Even without Renfro and Darren Waller, you're still looking at an offense that has two of the league's, preeminent offensive skill players in Devontae Adams, one of the best at his position. Josh Jacobs, one of the best at running back. Massive breakout year, leads the league in rushing, just been an absolutely dominant force. On the other side, the Rams have Cam Akers and Van Jefferson and Ben Skoranek. That's and Skoranek might not even play. Doesn't matter whether he does or not. And look, sure, Derek Carr has put some ugly games up on paper this season, but he's still miles ahead of John Wolford. And if John Wolford doesn't play, Carr's still way ahead of Bryce Perkins, even though Bryce Perkins can run a little bit. And that's not even the worst part. It's not even the worst part about any of this for the Rams. They're almost certainly going to be without Aaron Donald again, right? He missed last week. Now they're on a short week. He's got a high ankle sprain. There's a good chance Troy Hill sits again too. Cornerback David Long is likely going to sit again sit this one out on top of that. And yeah, they still have Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey's awesome. So they can piece together like a semi-decent, respectable defensive performance here. But I still don't see how that's going to be enough. Like you're talking about Max Crosby and company, very likely looking to just apply constant pressure on an offensive line that's allowed 42 sacks combined between Stafford, Walford, and Perkins this year. It's so bad. And against a quarterback that isn't going to have a single reliable target in the passing game. So yeah, the Raiders have made some mistakes this year. They've blown a lot of games. There's no doubt about that. But they've won a couple in a row. There is, actually still a window. There's still a path for them to make the postseason. I like the Raiders here, laying 6 points. Now, I want to get to a total as well. I'll always give you guys a side and a total. Before we do, though, DraftKings. You want to go and make some easy money? Put $5 in on DraftKings using the link in the pinned comment or the description. Yeah, $150 in free bets. That's it. Now, there's a catch, but this catch isn't really much of a catch when we're dealing with college basketball. You don't have to bet college basketball. You can bet on whatever you want. But the catch is that you bet a money line, and if your money line wins, you get $100, $150 in free bets. If you're in Maryland, it's $200. Bet one of these minus 2,000, minus 3,000 money line favorites and forget about it. Close the laptop, turn your phone off, collect your $150, all right? You still get your, you still win the money on the bet, but you're also getting $150 in free bets that you can then apply to whatever the hell you want. Football, basketball, doesn't matter. This is the simplest way to look at it. Let's say in the insane off chance that a minus 2,000 favorite loses, you are down at the end of the day, $5. Let's say that you win and get your $100 in free bets and go on just a horrible run and you lose everything that you got for free in the no-brainer, you're still only down $5. Or you turn the $150 into a ton of money. It's a simple decision here. If you're not at DraftKings yet, use the link in the description or the pinned comment. $5 on any pre-match money line. And if you're betting these big favorites in basketball, when that wins, you're getting $150 in free bets. Check it out. DraftKings, links in the description and the pinned chat. We'll see you over there. All right. On the total here, not as much conviction as I have with the side. I really do like the Raiders here to finally start looking like a competent football team. And over the last couple of weeks, we have seen that. Of course, that overtime win against Denver, whatever. Denver has a good defense. Their offense is just dog shit. But I do lean to the over in this one because I think the Raiders put up enough points on their own at 44 points is the total in this one. But I also think you're talking about a Rams team that, as heinous as this offense looks, you're still facing a Raiders team whose defense is the least impressive part of this team. Cam Akers looked okay last week. They managed to, you know, stick around against the Seattle Seahawks. I like the side more. If I'm doing anything, I'm laying six, but I would lean over the 44 points in this game as well. Appreciate you guys watching all the time. I'll be back Friday. Picks for every single game on this slate. Six teams on a bye, so a bit of an abbreviated schedule, but we're still going to have plenty to look at. And a little spoiler alert here. The Detroit Lions are favored against the 10-2 Vikings in Detroit in the Dome. It's going to be a fun one, so I'll see you back here on Friday. Good luck on Thursday. Peace.